again, and welcome back to Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We've been really celebrating a couple new milestones. Our last episode was our 50th episode. We're right around 1 year of making trivia, and we want to get you, the listeners, involved from now on. And so one of the things we're going to be asking you to do is visit the website speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. We'll put that link in the show notes. It gives you a chance to record a trivia question and an answer, and we could possibly use that in an upcoming episode, because in a new segment that we're going to be featuring listener trivia with. So head on over to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leave us a question and an answer, and maybe you can get yourself on the pod. We'd love to hear it. All right, buddy, it's the end of March, and what better way to celebrate the end of March? It's also the end of Women's History Month. We've got a lot of great women in our life, don't we?
Yes.
Yep. We've got moms, grandmothers, sisters, wives, friends, neighbors, you name it, all the women in our lives we are so, so unbelievably fortunate to have. And today we're going to be celebrating women's history with some women's history trivia. So what do you say? Should we jump right in?
Sure.
To women's history trivia? Well, before we do that, we do need to discuss how our podcast works. You're going to get 15 questions today of women's history trivia, and these questions are going to be in three rounds of five questions each. The very first round, the questions are pretty simple. We call this round
Trivia Tots.
And then from then on, the questions get difficult and more difficult and more difficult and more difficult and more difficult.
10 years. 10 years later.
And more difficult and more.
Okay, that's enough.
All right. But we're going to start with the easy ones. So here we go. Trivia Tots, Women's History Trivia, question one. Who was the first lady of the United States?
Martha Washington.
Martha Washington is correct. Very nice. Do you have any fun facts on Martha Washington? Mr. Presidential Trivia? I'm kind of putting him on the spot.
She named her Tomcat after Alexander Hamilton.
Now, is that true or is that just in Hamilton?
I think it is true.
You think it's true? But are you just quoting Hamilton?
Yes, I am.
All right. Should we check it? Should we fact check you?
All right.
Let's do it live. I'm gonna Google. Did Martha Washington name her Tomcat after Hamilton?
She did?
Let's see. Unfortunately, there have been some other people who have come out, some other Hamilton researchers who have said that that actually is not true, that Martha Washington did not name her Tomcat after Hamilton. But I think it's still funny to say, though.
Yeah. Lies.
Lies. Question two. Which famous nurse helped soldiers during the Civil War and later started the American Red Cross?
I don't know.
That's okay. You don't know. The famous nurse we're talking about, her name was Clara Barton. Clara Barton was a really, really famous nurse, but also we celebrate Clara Barton today with the American Red Cross. Do you know what the American Red Cross does?
It's like a soldier hospital.
Not quite. Right now, we actually see the American Red Cross at the most commonly at blood drives.
Oh, that.
Yep, they help us run blood drives all over the country. And many times when there's disasters and other things where medical help is needed, the American Red Cross usually shows up and is able to help with actual boots on the ground helping out people. It's a very cool organization. Question three. Who was the first woman to become a judge on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a really good guess, but unfortunately it is incorrect. The first woman to become a judge on the U.S. Supreme Court, her name was Sandra Day O'Connor.
Right.
Have you ever heard that name before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Wait, then how come Ruth Bader Ginsburg is so famous?
Mainly because I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg has stood up for quite a few different women's issues throughout American history as well. Put it this way, she hasn't been afraid to stand up for herself and stand up for her beliefs. And sometimes when necessarily the court didn't necessarily want to hear it too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question four. Which famous pilot was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is correct. You know a lot about Amelia Earhart, right?
Yes.
And what from?
The Who Was Show.
The Who Was Show. It comes back. I think the Who Was Show comes back about almost as much
as Gravity Falls does.
We are big fans of the Who Was Show, if you haven't figured that out. What are some things about Amelia Earhart you could tell our listeners?
She disappeared.
She did, yeah. They never really did find her, did they?
It's been a mystery for almost 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty wild. Question five. Who refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, helping spark the civil rights movement?
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks is correct. Now, just simply not giving up your seat on the bus seems like something that, you know, is just kind of a small little act. But in a way, I think the civil rights movement turned into a lot of small little acts that added up to big, big change. And I think that just something like that really helped. And with that, we're going to round off our Trivia Tots round of women's history trivia. Emmett's doing a great job. Hopefully you at home and in the car are doing really well as well. But now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty. So here we go with the
Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Question six. Which female tennis star has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles, the most in the Open era?
I know her name. I forgot it. I don't know.
That's okay. You're going to kick yourself when I say it. The answer we're looking for is Serena
Williams.
Serena Williams, yes. Yep, very, very good tennis star. Question seven. What was Susan B. Anthony fighting for when she helped lead the women's suffrage movement?
The women's right to vote.
Yeah, the women's right to vote is correct. Very good. Yeah, Susan B. Anthony is now on a coin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she has her own coin. And, but yes, helping lead the right to for women to vote, I think kind of only makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to think that there was a time where women weren't allowed to vote. And so now I think that we have that vote. I think it's so important that we work to make sure that everybody gets a chance to vote, no matter what. Do you think that's important?
Then why don't kids get to vote?
Do you think we should push for that now? Do you think kids should get to vote? Or maybe we should have a separate election where it's the kids' election, the under 18 election. That would be kind of cool. You can go to the polls with your parents.
Ruler of kids.
And you could have your own kids' election. That would be pretty neat. I'd like to see how the kids' election turns out. Question eight. Who was the first American woman to travel into space?
Sally Ride.
Sally Ride is correct. And not only being a cool woman, she's got an awesome name too. I love that name, Sally Ride. It just kind of comes off the tongue. Sally Ride.
Ride with a Y.
No.
I think so.
I know. Oh. Just regular R-I-D. That would be even cooler though. Question 9. Which chemist discovered radium and polonium and became the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Marie Curie.
Marie Curie is correct. Where'd you learn about Marie Curie from?
The Who Was Show.
The Who Was Show. Wow. Twice in one episode. Twice in one round. That's pretty wild. Yeah, so Marie Curie, it's kind of sad because she discovered radium, right? But
yeah.
But radium is poisonous to humans. And so she actually ended up suffering a lot from radiation poisoning.
Oh, wait. Susan B. Anthony.
Was she on the Who Was Show too?
Yes, she was on the Who Was Show.
We might have to do Who Was trivia then.
Yes, we need to.
That's
but
a
there's
good
only
idea
like
too.
10 episodes.
That's all right. We can still do it.
It came out in 2018. They're never going to make a single episode again.
Question 10. Who became the first Native American woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of the Interior, leading efforts in environmental conservation and indigenous rights?
Sacagawea?
Sacagawea is incorrect. Actually, we're unfortunately, quite a few years in the future. Deb Haaland is her name. And you know what? She served from 2021 through 2025. So all the way through 2021. Like, that's how long it took for us to have the first Native American woman to serve as the U.S. Secretary of the Interior.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing fantastic. The Who Was Show is doing great on this episode. We should tag them in this episode. Very, very, very sure. But now, folks, the questions are going to get really, really difficult. I mean, really hard. Like, so difficult, you're not even going to be able to believe it. Get your helmets, buckle up, because we're about to go into
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Question 11. In 2020, who became the first woman and the first person of color to be elected Vice President of the United States?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is correct. Kamala Harris would eventually run for president and she did not make that election. Question 12. Simone Biles has made history as one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. In 2023, she became the first woman to land what incredibly difficult vault named after a male gymnast?
I don't know anything about gymnastics.
This is a hard question. This one's very difficult. The answer we're looking for is the Yurchenko double pike. You didn't know that one?
You're so funny.
The Yurchenko double pike, though, if you look up a video on it, is actually pretty wild. So the vault, right? You know, that's the one where she runs up the ramp. And there's like a little springboard, and then she has to jump over like the big horse thing, right?
Yeah.
And when she did that, she basically flips 3 full times in the air and lands. Pretty crazy stuff. Like, amazing. So yeah, go do yourself a favor. Go look up Simone Biles double pike, and you'll get a chance to see it. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Amazing talent. Question 13. Which African-American scientist and mathematician played a key role in NASA's space program and was featured in the movie Hidden Figures?
No idea.
No idea? Yeah, that movie was a little above your age range. The person we're looking for is Katherine Johnson. Katherine Johnson's her name. But yeah, really, really brilliant woman who actually played a really key role in NASA. So like a lot of the space program and the and firing of rockets and stuff, she was one of the people that unfortunately was kind of held out of the discussion for a lot of years because she was both a woman and African-American. But she managed to work her way in and make really big contributions. She's a really key figure in NASA. Question 14. What amendment to the U.S. Constitution granted women the right to vote? Fifteenth Amendment is incorrect. We're looking for the 19th Amendment.
Number 19, mouse in baked beans.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
What in the world are you talking about?
I don't know. My friend said it.
Oh, okay. Kind of weird. Question 15. The final question. The PWHL was launched in 2023 to provide more opportunities for female athletes in what sport?
Hockey.
Ice hockey is correct. I think they just played a game in Detroit last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you in Detroit too?
Yes.
Yeah, you happen to be in Detroit. We know you didn't get to see that game, but I think that's pretty cool. I think
we went to the game before that.
Yep. And which game was that?
The Red Wings game.
Red Wings game.
They won 3-0.
They did.
Against one of the league's best teams.
Yeah. The Vegas Green Knights. Or not the Green
Knights. Green Knights.
The Vegas Golden Knights. It's cool that we're starting to see professional women's hockey. That's great. We should definitely see that. There's a ton of amazing female hockey players, so very cool. And that's going to do it for Women's History Trivia. Emmett did a great job. Hopefully you at home not only got some correct answers, but maybe picked up a few new things on the way. The Yurchenko double pike. Everyone needs to go look it up. That's your homework. And also, speaking of homework, you've got another job. We would love for you to pop over to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and record your own question and answer that could possibly be featured on a future episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. We would love it if you do that. We'd love to hear back from you. Thanks for all of those submissions. All right, Emmett, what are your final thoughts on Women's History Trivia?
I knew a couple of things. I learned some things too, but I'm surprised that there wasn't any Frida Kahlo questions.
Oh, that would have been a good question too. Yeah. Yeah, Frida Kahlo, amazing, amazing
artist,
yeah, very influential. All right, folks, and with that, we're going to leave you. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we really appreciate you coming back each and every week for episodes. We couldn't do this without our loyal listeners, so thank you for coming back. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.